Welcome to the CyberCube podcast. This episode is part of our Cyber Insight series where we deep dive into one of our reports. This episode, we have an AI-generated discussion of our H2 2025 Global Threat Briefing, which explores what the cyber insurance industry should be paying attention to in the cyber threat landscape. But first, William Altman, CyberCube's Head of Cyber Threat Intelligence Services, will introduce what the report is, what it covers, and why CyberCube creates it.
Thanks for having me. It's wonderful to do the global threat briefing for the second time this year. And it's really something that we look forward to delivering for our audience and our clients every year. I run CyberCube's threat intelligence services program called CyberCube Concierge. We've done this for about 5 years now. We built a threat intelligence service that serves brokers, underwriters, reinsurers, and reinsurance brokers with what's happening in the threat landscape and how that applies to today's cyber broking and insurance practices. So the focus of today's report is really using advanced analytics and threat intelligence to grow in the soft market conditions that we find ourselves in. At CyberCube, we're really here to deliver the world's leading analytics to quantify cyber risk. This mission has remained steadfast for us since the beginning of CyberCube and all the way through to today. Our financial cyber analytics are improving the resilience of organizations and society. And we're also looking at opportunities as a result of our ability to conduct advanced analytics on client portfolios and enable them to find opportunities even during these more challenging market conditions. Some of the key themes that we really touch on in this report involve long-term opportunity, reinforcing this idea that cyber insurance is a major long-term growth opportunity driven by global reliance on technology and increasingly artificial intelligence. And we're going to look at where we find ourselves today in this soft market, navigating an increasingly risky and complex world of cyber threats. And then finally, we'll conclude with a threat outlook for 2026 that's really hyper-focused on artificial intelligence risk. We're going to be looking at when general AI is coming, the use of AI in cyber attacks, and the potential for foundational AI model outages next year. So let's dive right in.
So today, we're diving deep into the H2 2025 Global Threat Briefing and what it means for the cyber insurance market. And it's a strange time, isn't it? There's this massive paradox at the heart of the industry right now.
It really is. On one hand, the market is officially soft. We're in the third straight year of rate declines. Capacity has expanded. It's really outpacing demand.
Right.
But on the other hand, the global threat landscape is becoming more complex and, frankly, a lot more dangerous. It's hardening and globalizing at a terrifying speed. So you have cheaper rates, but much higher risk. That's the paradox we're going to unpack.
Exactly. And let's start with that threat landscape. The briefing makes it crystal clear that ransomware is, well, it's a truly global phenomenon now. It's not just a US or a European issue anymore.
Mm-hmm. That's a key takeaway. The US still has the highest volume of attacks. Sure, that makes sense with the size of its economy, but the crime itself is being committed almost everywhere on Earth.
And the report highlights some really sobering examples. You had the huge attack on Ingram Micro in the US, the big IT distributor. But then there was that really chilling incident in the UK's healthcare system.
Oh, I remember that one. That was the one where media confirmed it was linked to the first ever patient death from a cyber attack there.
Exactly. And that fundamentally changes the conversation. It moves cyber risk out of the spreadsheet and into the realm of real physical human consequences. And while all this is happening, the data shows the fastest growth in threats isn't even in those traditional hotspots.
Right. The real acceleration is happening in emerging economies. You're seeing it across Latin America, Africa, the Middle East, Asia. That's where the compound monthly growth rate is highest.
So, okay, you have this soft market clashing with a rising globalized threat. That means insurers can't just rely on subjective judgment or gut feelings anymore. They need a new approach. And the briefing identifies a few macro forces fueling that.
First, you've got governance issues. Weaker rule of law or financial opacity means threat actors can operate more freely and hide their money more easily. Then you layer on geopolitical stress, where cybercrime is often used as a sort of proxy weapon. And finally, you just have a rapid increase in digital interdependence. These growing economies have more soft targets that are now connected to the global supply chain.
Yeah, you need something objective, something data-driven. And that's where the briefing really leans into this idea of precision underwriting.
And that really boils down to two core metrics, doesn't it?
It does. First, you have the security score. That's basically what it sounds like. It measures how well a company can defend itself, detect threats, and recover. It's a measure of their security posture.
Okay, so how good their defenses are. What's the other side of the coin?
The exposure score. This one measures a company's inherent risk. You know, things they can't easily change overnight. Think of a healthcare provider. They will always have massive volumes of sensitive patient data, so their exposure is inherently high, no matter how good their IT team is.
That makes sense. And the power is in combining those two, because the data proves this approach works. There's a crucial statistic in the report that just stands out.
So the goal isn't just to find companies with low exposure. It's to see if a company's security score is high enough for its level of inherent exposure. An underwriter can look at a high exposure company and say, okay, the risk is significant, but their security posture is exceptional, so we can write this policy confidently. Conversely, a company with low exposure, but a terrible security score, might actually be a much worse risk.
The 3.5 times number. Yeah. When they tested these scores against a huge portfolio of 400,000 companies, they found that organizations with strong security controls are 3.5 times less likely to have an incident compared to those with weak controls. It's a massive differentiator.
It really is. And it shows how you can find opportunities even in sectors that most people would just write off as too risky. Which brings us to the case study in the briefing, the public sector.
Right, traditionally seen as a huge headache for insurers, high exposure, uneven security, you know, a lot of underwriters would just run the other way.
But with precision analytics, you can find what the report calls insurable pockets of opportunity. They looked at the state and local government group specifically, which is a really high exposure category.
And those pressures create very specific, observable weaknesses. The briefing highlights a huge spike in network misconfigurations in the public sector. When budgets get cut and skilled, IT staff leave. Basic cyber hygiene is often the first casualty. Things like properly configuring the network or patching software vulnerabilities get neglected, and that's like leaving the front door wide open for attackers.
And what they found was that even within that group, about 19% of those organizations actually have strong security controls. Mm-hmm. They mm-hmm. match their high exposure with high security.
And those are the profitable risks. Those are the ones your competitors who are just using old subjective methods are going to miss entirely. That's the precision at work.
Okay, so that's the now. Let's shift gears and look at the future, which, according to this briefing, is all about AI risk.
And the timeline here is just, it's accelerating dramatically. The report points out that just a few years ago, the consensus forecast for artificial general intelligence, or AGI, arriving was about 80 years away.
80 years? Wow.
Today, because of all the massive investment, experts are now suggesting it could arrive in just 5 to 8 years, maybe around 2033. That's an incredible compression.
That's almost hard to comprehend. And even before we get to AGI, or already in what the report calls the self-driving era of AI-enabled attacks, what does that mean exactly?
It means the AI is acting semi-autonomously. A human gives it an initial prompt or a target, and then it kind of goes to work. It dramatically speeds up the whole attack chain and makes it much, much harder for human defenders to keep pace. And it helps attackers at every stage of the attack. For instance, an AI can generate thousands of highly convincing personalized phishing emails in seconds, something that would take a human attacker days. It can scan networks for vulnerabilities with incredible speed and accuracy and even write its own novel malware to exploit those weaknesses. It's a force multiplier for the bad guys.
So, to bring it all home, what's the ultimate message for an insurer trying to make sense of all this?
I think the bottom line is that you have to move past gut instinct to succeed in this soft market and to prepare for the complex risks of tomorrow like AI. You can't just go on feelings.
Right. You have to combine that really granular objective data, like the security and exposure scores, with deep threat intelligence. That's how you find the profitable opportunities others are missing and how you navigate the complexity that's coming. It's all about precision.
Thank you for listening to the CyberCube podcast, where we break down cyber risk, insurance, and everything in between. If you enjoyed today's conversation, make sure to subscribe on your preferred listening platform and tune in for the next episode. You can read the full report on our website, www.cybercube.com, where you can also get in touch with us if you'd like to learn more. Until next time, stay informed, stay resilient, and keep shaping the future of cyber insurance.